So I'm going to talk about infected implants and infected rods and pleats and screws after you've tried to fix a fracture and what to do. I often get asked, when do I take the implants out? When do I leave them in? Isn't an infected union better than an infected non-union? And you know, what are the techniques to avoid problems once an infection's happened? So I'm really not going to talk too much about preventing infection, but really once it's happened, now what do you do? So for me, I think there's some general principles I think that apply for most situations. Although you know, this is something that certainly you know, the care is very individualized when you face this and how to deal with it. So firstly, I would say yes, an infected union is better than an infected non-union. However, when you're faced with an early post-op infection, sometimes getting the implants out will prevent you from having a chronic infection at all. Meaning, you don't have to end up with an infected union or infected non-union. You can potentially treat these aggressively and only have an acute infection and not a chronic infection. So I think ultimately that's really what you want. So the real question is, how can I get the fracture to heal and not have an infection down the road? To me, I think there's a couple of things that you have to take into account. So one is how bad is the infection and how difficult is it going to be to control in this particular patient, right? So I think worst case scenario is bad diabetic patient, you know, lower extremity, like a, you know, an ankle with, you know, a lot of pus and, you know, a difficult to treat organism. So, you know, if you have a situation where it's going to be so difficult to treat the infection because of the, you know, the patient's somehow immunocompromised and, you know, the infection is a bit too much to deal with, that's a situation where you may want to think about getting the implants out early. And now the second question is, if I get the implants out, what is my alternative? Because of course you have a reduction, you have stability, you know, with the implants in there, and if you take it out, you lose those. So you have to answer that question by saying, well, what are my alternatives? And are my alternatives reasonable? So alternatives are what? You know, external fixation, casting, maybe antibiotic cement spacer rods, let's say, or rods and, you know, antibiotic rods and immobilization. So I think if you can decide, that, then that helps with your decision making. So give you an example, patients who's diabetic, with uncontrolled diabetes, or a patient who's got, you know, immunocompromised or on anti-rejection meds, on steroids, or they have HIV AIDS or whatever, you know, ankle fracture that gets badly infected and you IND it and you can't control it. I mean, you now have to make a decision. Are you going to keep the implants in and out or take them out? Now, if you know that if you take them out, you can kind of still control the ankle in an X-fix, let's say, then I think that's the case where sometimes you take them out. And because the potential consequences are you're going to lose the leg. You know, obviously even worse than just having an infected non-union or infected union. So, you know, whereas if it's something like a bad, you know, intra-articular distal femur fracture, let's just say, or intra-articular distal humerus that you had to piece together, maybe something that if you completely take all the plates and screws and everything out and just put an X fix, it's going to kind of fall apart, be unstable, joint's not going to move, And, you know, that can potentially make things much worse or very hard to salvage later on. You know, that's a case where you're going to sort of think, how can I keep the implants in at least long enough? And then you have sort of in-between situation, which is like intramedullary nail, right? You know, you have antibiotic nails. They're not locked. Sometimes you have to add a splint or something. But if you have a obvious deep infection with somebody who has an intramedullary nail, especially if it's in the tibia, taking it out, cleaning it out, getting organisms, getting ID on board, getting a local antibiotic rod in there, can temporize things. And hopefully some of you have seen this, it can work. And then you go back and rod them, and if you have to bone graft, whatever, but eventually you can go back and, stabilize it better, get it to heal. So I think, you know, these are some of the basic principles I think that apply in most cases. And, you know, you may have cases where you have a pretty good host with a, you know, periarticular fracture that got infected. And you can also be successful with local IND, antibiotics. Maybe even local antibiotic beads, and then you just kind of temporize things, and then you get the platelet and stuff out at a later date. So that's another point. I think, as another principle, once you have an infection in a rod, in a plate and screws, and you successfully treat them to union. So let's say you had an infected rod, you exchanged it for an antibiotic rod, eventually put a new rod in, then they heal. Or you have a plate that you had to, you were able to successfully suppress the infection, it went away, they're off antibiotics, they're healed. My principle with these is those implants all have to come out. Okay, so asymptomatic down the road, but they had an infection at some point. I think you got to get those implants out. So remember, once a fracture is healed, you generally don't need the implant there. Now, whereas we don't routinely take out rods, plates, and screws on every patient as a matter of routine, also keep in mind, once the fracture's healed, the implant is just along for the ride now, and it's just kind of sitting there. And if they've had a history of a deep infection, in my book, all those patients should electively have the implants removed at some time in the later date, once you're really confident the bone is fully healed. And if at any time an infection occurs, then it's not an elective procedure, then, you know, that patient should be strongly urged to, get those implants out as quickly as possible, so as to prevent chronic osteomyelitis from developing. So I think those are the main principles you need to be aware of. Hopefully that gives you some idea about how to deal and manage the patient who comes in with infected implants. Of course, every case is kind of individualized, but I think these basic principles apply to most cases. Thanks.